Well, I tell you, the day after the general election, I rang him up and I said, you know what, I'll let you off. Because I'm a big Zach fan, and I still am. And he said, why? I said, well, first of all, you understand that because we've now got a Conservative government, in a year's time, we're not going to be very popular. And you're going to have to fight that if you do. And I think we've seen that. I mean, the Tories have not had a great few weeks. Then I said, the other thing is, of course, the party has scored 30, the Labour Party has scored 31% nationally, but 44% in London. So, do the math. And he bravely said, well, OK, but I'm still going to give it a go. I was delighted because I think he's a great guy. And, you know, I'd have liked to hear more of the authentic Zach Goldsmith, frankly, coming through.
Why do you think
election.
We haven't heard that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask him. But I would never personally have stayed in central office. Neither I nor Boris ever did. I think it's a question of, you know, running your own campaign, if you like, being yourself, getting that authentic voice out of one of the most decent, honourable and, you know, in many ways, principled politicians that this country's got, in a world where there are so many plastic politicians.
But
that
you see,
he
has emerged from this campaign, I would say, with his reputation tarnished because of the type of campaign that he is seen to have run. Now, people will say, well, that's not Zach, that's his advisers and all the rest of it. But in the end, as you well know, the candidate is responsible for his own campaign.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue with it. I think it was a mistake if it was his judgment, because I do think that the authentic Zach Goldsmith would have been positive. He's not particularly interested in negative campaigning of any type. He's one of the most principled and decent people in Parliament. I mean, this is a guy who actually delivers what he says he'll deliver. And it just kind of seems to me that we didn't hear that coming through to the extent that I would have liked. I think London has lost the opportunity of a really great mayor. I'm not going to take it away from Sadiq. I'm sure he'll do the best job he can. And, you know, it's good that we are a city that can elect a Muslim mayor, the first Muslim to be elected in any major city in Europe. I think that's great. But you know what? I think that, you know, I think, Zach, maybe we didn't hear as much of him as we should have done.
So was it an awful campaign, in your view?
Oh, look, I'm not going to cast aspersions. I mean, I fought two campaigns where we also outperformed the party. My three leaders were, you know, Haig, Duncan Smith and Howard. And
we wonder why you didn't win.
I'll leave that to others to judge. What I do know is that, you see, I came in, for example, in 2000 when the Tories had just been out of office for a couple of years, having been in office for 18 years. Mm. I think Zach always was going to find this tough. So to say, could he afford a better taken campaign is frankly pretty academic. I mean, I think in the event, this is probably the result that was always going to happen.
Well, we've seen pictures of Linton Crosby being knighted today at the palace. It was his company that effectively controlled Zach's campaign. They've been accused of running a racist campaign. What's your view?
Oh, I tell you what, all I can say is that dog whistle politics is fine, but not in a city where everybody else can hear it. You know, this is the most cosmopolitan, the most, I think, relaxed and genuinely integrated major city in the world. I think this is a city where every citizen deserves and is required to deliver respect. So I think the whole idea of commenting on that sort of issue is probably...
But doesn't that show
redundant.
Why, in the end, Zach Goldsmith wasn't fit to be mayor? You will have seen the article he wrote in the Mail on Sunday, this Sunday, which 90% of it was all about Sadiq Khan being an extremist. There was a little bit at the end about his own policies. And I thought, I'm not sure that Zach Goldsmith will have even read this article.
Well, that may be, again, you know, I'm not going to go out there and you know, talk ill of a guy that I have huge and enormous respect for and that I think is a decent, principled politician. He may, perhaps because this is his first time, have believed that somehow, you know, well, you've got to listen to what Sir Linton says because doesn't he win elections from impossible positions? All I can say is that, well, I could never have applauded him.
I'm not sure I believe that, but there we go.
Well, he certainly wouldn't have been on mine.